We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
10 o'clock, Sports Radio at 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Richie, James Seltzer. This is the Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard after quite a weekend where the Sixers are the Sixers. The Flyers look great. Unfortunate news on Doug Peterson, which we'll talk about. And the Phillies look like they're actually going to play a game this evening against the Yankees. John Richie, how you doing?
Joe, it's good to see you. Good to have you here. I wanted to fill you in a little bit on a little bit of American history. Battle of Bunker Hill. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Early American Revolutionary battle. Do you know there were actually spectators for the Battle of Bunker Hill?
Like fans?
What?
Like the people of the neighboring communities of Boston, curious colonists, were climbing up on roofs, steeples, hills nearby. People were watching. It was a spectated battle.
It's just like the people outside of Citizens Bank Park trying to watch, the Phillies games, right?
Sorta.
Yeah.
Sorta, but this is war. How crazy is that? And by the way, one of the spectators, 7 years old, stood next to his mother, Abigail, atop a hill near his home, John Quincy Adams.
How about that? He started young there, John Quincy Adams.
Yeah.
That I had no idea about that. That one surprised me. All right, welcome in, everyone. We got a lot to get to today. Again, the Sixers, we will touch on them a lot today because they had the same old Sixers kind of night against the Pacers on Saturday evening. The Flyers yesterday, they picked up where they left off with a win, and we are going to get some Phillies baseball night scheduled against the Yankees up in New York. We're going to start, though, with it's really unfortunate news, and we're happy to pass along that it sounds like Doug Peterson is okay, but the Eagles head coach has tested positive for COVID-19, so he's going to be away from the team for at least a period of time here. We'll see exactly how long, but Doug Peterson is positive for COVID-19. The Eagles will start at least this portion of training camp without their head coach, and, I mean, in no uncertain terms, this is something that now every team in the NFL, every team in pro sports has to deal with, where people within the organization, coaches, players, can test positive at any time, have to be removed from the team, and hopefully the spread is not widespread like we saw with the Marlins. But, John Richie, this is it just furthers the reality of sports in 2020. And the part, number one, it's great that he's asymptomatic and it sounds like he is feeling fine. That's the most important thing. The second thing that hit me last night, John, when I heard this was, I mean, the Eagles just lost their head coach for the beginning of training camp, and they lost someone that I consider their most indispensable person on the sidelines in the organization. I mean, they lost their head coach, hopefully for a very short period of time, but he's the head coach of the Eagles. It's a critical, critical person that any team obviously now can lose at any point.
When you say most indispensable person on the sidelines, are you including Carson Wentz in that evaluation, Joe?
Yes. In my eyes, Doug Peterson is the most important person within the Eagles. Underneath the
owner. More important to the success, whether they win or lose on Sundays, Doug Peterson matters more than Carson Wentz does?
Yeah, when you go down, it's Lurie, it's Roseman, right, the owner, GM, and then once you get underneath that, players, coaches, there's nobody more important to the Eagles than Doug Peterson. Nobody. I mean, he's the head coach.
I would say Carson Wentz matters, but Carson Wentz is the guy who's taking the field. Carson Wentz is the man who's touching the ball every play. We have the ball on offense, making things. I mean, and listen, they work closely together.
They are.
That can't be overlooked either. Doug has, I believe he needs to have done a better job in tutoring Carson along over the last several years, but he's done a good job at that. Carson is advancing appropriately. There was a time where we thought he was advancing precociously.
He was
ahead of schedule. He's no longer ahead of schedule. I mean, but he's a top five quarterback in the NFL, top six actually. I tried to fudge
the math. That happens sometimes.
Doug is part of that. They talk about how collaborative this process is all the time. And by the way, Deuce Staley, I have a ton of faith in his ability to coach and lead and understand and convey information. I'm glad to see that Deuce is finally getting a chance to show his stuff a little bit. You know, he is technically the head coach right now. And a lot of people, when this is all said and done, are going to look at the job he does and probably promote him, hopefully here, but I would guess somewhere, if not here. Rich Scangarello, we've heard all about how important he is. I'm still not sold. I need to see something. Jeff Stoutland, the way this is constructed, Jeff Stoutland is constructing the run game, you know, the run coordinator. Deuce is the assistant head coach who also works on the run game. You got Scangarello doing the pass game. You got Matt Burke doing the, well, sorry, he's defensive side of things. Run game coordinator on the defensive side. Press Taylor is the passing game coordinator. You got a bunch of cooks in that kitchen. We can certainly stand to lose Doug for a couple weeks here. We could not stand to lose Carson. And we've seen, well, we've seen what that looks like when you've got a great backup. That does work. We could stand it then. We could not withstand that now.
Yeah, I think they could. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Look, Doug Peterson is going to be away from the Eagles for a little while here. He has tested positive for COVID-19. He's asymptomatic. But this is now a reality every NFL team has to think about in terms of the season coming up. I mean, there is a chance here. I hope it doesn't happen with the Eagles. You know, I saw Matthew Stafford's on the COVID list in Detroit, Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville. Like, there's a chance we go into an NFL Sunday and there will be either no Doug Peterson or Carson Wentz. That is a reality of what the world is right now, and certainly the sports world. And I say Doug Peterson is the most indispensable person in this organization. They can't go without him. I've watched Doug Peterson coach and win games without Carson Wentz. We've seen that in many times. I mean, in two different years, we watched that happen, and they won football games, big football games, both in 17. Obviously, we know when and what happened there.
We've also,
and then in 18.
And Nick had a special relationship with that team.
Yes.
And Nick played the best quarterback we've ever seen in this town for a few games there. That does matter. Let's not discount his performance.
Totally.
Doug did a great job of changing the offense. Doug, since then, has not been on the top of his game.
Been 1 year, right? It's been 1 year post-Nick, right? It was last year. And Carson played the whole year until the playoff game.
It's been a couple years where I have been waiting for that something special to be shown to us on a Sunday, and I'm left waiting week after week after week. Now, Doug, again, this is a collaborative effort. Like, we don't know who does what exactly. I do know that Doug has not been the same without one guy, Frank Reich. Doug is not as aggressive as he once was. Doug is not as creative as he once was. And I do think Frank is a big part of that recipe of success that we enjoyed. Doug needs to prove a lot to me. I think Carson proved a lot to me down the stretch last year. I've had questions about both. I've had questions about Doug. I've had questions about Carson. My questions were answered last year in December. I think the jury's still out on Doug. And this year is going to prove a lot.
Well, it's a giant one.
And it's a terrible way for him to start the season, being unable to communicate communicate like a coach does.
Right. There, in the facility.
With the guys face to face. It sets him back. But this evaluation of yours.
John, it's beyond just the evaluation of the player. It's the importance of their position. Look, we've seen the Eagles over the last couple of years have to play games without Carson Wentz, without their starting quarterback, and they've been mostly fine. I mean, they have actually played well. They've played mostly fine, if not better at times, without their starting quarterback. That's a testament to Doug Peterson. And I look at it, if Doug couldn't coach in a regular season game, if he was out for 2 weeks during the regular season, the Eagles would be in big trouble. He's not just the head coach. He is the play caller, which puts him in a different realm. We don't even know who actually would call the plays. You said it is a collaborative effort. Well, guess what? When the lead chef leaves the kitchen, someone's got to take over behind the stove. I don't know who would do that. That's a big deal. He's also the head coach, right? He's the spokesman for the team. He talks to the team. He gets the team motivated and ready to go. That's Doug's job. Carson's a player. Now, he's a quarterback, so he's the most important player in the franchise on the team right now, but he's a player. We see players go down all the time with injuries. They're out a couple weeks. Obviously, we've seen it with this quarterback, and life goes on. The team goes on. We very, very, very rarely see a coach taken out of the equation. I mean, it has to be with some sort of illness. Like, it's a very rare thing. What could happen this year, what's already happened to the Eagles, it is now a rare thing where coaches may have to be away from the team for, we hope, as little as 5 to 10 days, depending on how they're feeling and passing tests and the virus is out. But we don't know that. I mean, this could last longer than that. We don't know. 215.
No, listen, man.
We don't know.
You're right. We don't know. But we do know that Doug Peterson can be in contact remotely with his coaching staff.
That's important.
He's not going to be there. You know, hypothetically, if this were to be, during a game time situation,
right,
the loss of your play caller hurts. But does the loss of your play caller hurt as much when you've got that host of coaches like Deuce Staley, Rich Scangarello, Jeff Statlin, Press Taylor, all those minds working together, collaborating, and that's what they've been doing for quite some time. When you compare that to Jalen Hurts, if Carson Wentz is down, Nate Sudfeld or Kyle LaLetta?
Yeah, Kyle LaLetta's not part of this.
Think about this. Kyle LaLetta, who knows?
Yeah.
If everyone gets hurt,
that's right.
Who we got to turn to. No, seriously. If Doug is down, you've got Deuce, Rich, Jeff, and Press working together, putting their minds together.
And who's calling the plays?
If Carson goes down,
who calls the plays?
You've got Jalen Hurts.
I will take
Doesn't
my chances.
Doesn't know the offense.
I will take my chances.
Or you've got Nate Sudfeld.
Doug Peterson and whatever quarterback you mentioned there, except Kyle LaLetta. Forget him for a second. If Carson couldn't play for a couple weeks this year, for whatever reason, but obviously we know there's a giant reason that Doug Peterson's not here right now and can't be with the team. If they lost Carson Wentz for a couple weeks, I think they'd be okay. I think Doug Peterson, we've seen it from him, can adapt the offense, change the offense, and I could see Jalen Hurts going in there and the Eagles being fine and winning or at least being very competitive, even without their starting quarterback. If they lose their coach for games, that's the most indispensable person here in this franchise. 215-592.
You're going to be surprised with Deuce.
It's not an anti-Deuce thing.
And it's tough to evaluate because we don't have games and that sort of thing.
We just don't know.
Right now. Deuce Staley is the smartest football mind I've ever been around.
Well, you know him, so you would have that feel. And look,
it's unbelievable.
And I trust
he is a savant.
I trust that the Eagles coaches
and guys respect him
would be okay. But this is uncharted territory. This is uncharted waters. 215-592-9494. Who is the most indispensable Eagle? We'll start there. Unfortunately, we're starting because of some real news. Doug Peterson is going to be away from the team for some period of time. He has COVID-19. He is asymptomatic. Seems like he's going to be fine and okay, which we are very happy about. But who's more indispensable? Who could they least afford to lose for a couple weeks this year? Is it Carson Wentz, the quarterback? Is it Doug Peterson, their head coach? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie, James Seltzer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.